Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, welcome back. I guess it's welcome back to the host, Sam Crowley. Welcome back after an extended vacation down in sunny Florida, Orlando, to be specific, with the family. It's great to be back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. What is up, champion? It's Wednesday, isn't it, right now? I think, yeah, we had our small group at the house last night. So it's Wednesday, middle of the week. Everybody seems relatively happy in a pretty good mood. I know I'm in a really great mood. Had a really good time. I'll talk about the Orlando event. Let's just dive right into it. Orlando was amazing, as always. Great people, great crowd, great enthusiasm. Individuals wanting to just take their message and learn how to make some money with it. Or their special product or their special service. They don't want to invest millions in it. They don't need a guarantee that it's going to work out. They just want to know, hey, if I go after this thing with some pretty good excitement, with a lot of passion, a lot of energy around it, is there a chance that I can make every day Saturday? And the answer is unequivocally, absolutely, yes. Yes, it is. It really does have a lot to do with the environment that you place yourself in. Are you putting yourself in an environment where you can grow, where your ideas can grow, where you can get a ton of support? Or are you kind of beating your head against the wall, explaining to people what it is your dream is, and they don't even get it because they never went for their dream, and it looks like you're blowing a dog whistle at a canine somewhere, and they're just kind of tilting their head like, I don't get it. The beauty of being in an event and going to live events is that everybody in the room gets it. They don't need to understand exactly what you do. That's not the point. The point is they get the fact that you want to dream, and you want to dream big, and you want to be able to make some money. Look, man, I got to share this story with you as well. I had a guy reach out to me. I haven't seen this guy. I haven't talked to him in probably 8 or 9 years, all right? And I don't recall exactly what he wanted me to do with him, but it was a joint venture. I don't do joint ventures anymore, and that's a whole other story why I don't do joint ventures anymore. But I'll share that one down the road probably. Nothing negative. It's just I don't like sharing my email list with other marketers because I don't trust them because they don't have my client and prospect's best interest at heart. If you're on my email list, I rarely send emails, rarely meaning I might send a handful in a month, maybe three in a month. I don't sell. The only thing I do is what I do on my podcast. I encourage people to listen, or I always highlight a coaching client. That's probably what I've done. I highlighted Luke, Florence, people like that, that have come to Cincinnati, Angeline, and let them, let their story inspire other people. These are average, ordinary people with above average, extraordinary dreams are out there monetizing. And they come to Cincinnati for coaching, and I always share that in my email. But I don't go out there spamming and selling and promoting the latest affiliate launch and things like that. And then I always have a call to action. Get on board. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute call, and let's talk about getting you to Cincinnati. Let's talk about at least getting you on the phone and giving you permission to dream big. I mean, let's at least talk about that. So if you're not on my email list, go to everydayisaturday.com and just put your name and email there. There's a free audio called The Power of a Dream. You can download that. It's probably 40 minutes. Really awesome audio to listen to. And that's it. So this guy reached out to me, wants to do a joint venture, and he wants to grab, a handful of people who sign up, put them on a private jet, take them to a private island, police escort, and mastermind for maybe a day or two. Nice guy. I'm not even saying anything bad about him personally. That's not the point. The point is, he's like, hey, dude, it's a no-brainer. Let's do it. Let's get do a promo together, a joint venture. Your commission is 15 grand or something. So if I'm getting paid 15 grand to get you on a plane, that means you're going to have to drop about 30 grand at some point. I don't know how it worked. I have no idea how it worked out. But at some point, I'm guessing homie ain't paying me 15 grand to get you on a plane. So there's got to be, you're going to have to dump 30 grand. I'm like, dude, that ain't, first of all, I don't do joint ventures. But anyway, that ain't my target market. And people probably think, well, what do you mean that's not your target market? You're every day of Saturday. Who wouldn't want to take a private jet to an island, hang out and mastermind for a day or two? Like, that is at a Sandals resort, by the way. And that's not my target market. All right. I don't live on a private island. I don't take private jets. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a father of four. And I'm not saying that I don't like prosperity. I don't run from it. That's not it. It's not that I don't believe in abundance. That's not it. I teach that stuff, man. But I don't lead with that stuff. I don't lead with that stuff because, in my opinion, life is not about private jets and going to islands. Life is about serving people who are less fortunate than you, by the way, and sharing information with people and products and services that can add value to their life. That's what it's about. And it's not about money. It's not a big money grab. And I had somebody actually come at me in Orlando because I said, hey, you're not going to see me wearing a big watch that's bigger than my hand. I don't wear a watch. I wear a pink wristband that says one more breath, or at least it used to. 5 years ago when my daughter was born, gasping for breath because she didn't have lungs that were developed at 24 weeks, trying to take one more breath just to live, I wear the pink bracelet, and I've never taken it off in 5 years since I was at the NICU with her when she was born. I don't wear a watch. I don't have fancy cars. And guy came up to me and said, hey, man, what do you got against big watches and fancy cars? That's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. Until they become idols. Until you have to have another watch, or the watch you have isn't big enough, or the car you have isn't fast enough, or the phone you have isn't new enough, then they become idols. And you start defining your success. And the look at me, look at me, look at me, look what I've got. I'm not about that, man. That's not what I teach clients. That's not how I train people. And I think people resonate with that message, at least the ones that pay me to coach them. See, that's the thing. People are like, well, you charge a lot for coaching. Well, of course, man. I've been doing this thing 15 years. I can tell you when the bridge is out ahead. If I'm going to save you 100 grand, would you pay me 10 grand to save you 100? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer ROI, of course. And my coaching isn't for everyone, just like your product and service isn't going to be for everyone. But I'll tell you what, the right person, the individual who wants to go after their dream and do something and monetize what they're really passionate about, I mean, look, it is a no-brainer for that person. So just, there's a lot of stuff happening since I've been away for the past week or so. That email I got kind of resonated with me. I want to talk to you about that. That, you know, you got to really be true to who you are, and you got to be true to what your brand is. And although it may sound sexy to take a private jet to an island and get a police escort and be on a private Sandals resort beach and all that stuff, that's a good vacation. It's not realistic. Less than probably 0.5% of the world even can make that happen. That's not my brand. I'm not about being in the 1%. I'm about taking that 99% and giving them a dream that they can get better and they can live life. Look, there's a lot of people making 80 grand, 70 grand, 50 grand. They don't have bills. They didn't invest in payday loans and buy stupid stuff. They're independently wealthy. They're financially free. There's other people making 500 grand a month that don't know where their meals are going to come from next month. And I see it all the time, all day, every day. You've got to have a purpose to what it is you're doing, because you can collect all that money and all that gold and all those material things, but if you don't have kids that love you, a spouse who loves you, and a legacy that you want to leave, you failed at life, okay? You got to find people. You got to be respected by your children. If you're going to have children, you want to make sure they respect you, not for what you can do for them, mom and dad, gimme, 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 but what you were able to provide for them, all right? A good, just a really great opportunity to have a better generation than what you were able to live through as well. And I look, I'm throwing a lot at you today because, I haven't podcasted in, 5 days or so, maybe more than that. I got a lot on my mind, man, that I want to share. The Everyday Saturday message is about a mindset. It's about doing better and, yes, about having more, but also understanding that life is supposed to be lived with significance and purpose. It's not supposed to be lived with bling and money and look at me and keeping up with the Joneses and all that crap that most of the people preach out there. That is so shallow, so hollow. You'll find yourself on that private island in a hotel by yourself, staring out at the ocean, wondering, well, what the hell's life about? What am I doing with my life? Like, what is this? I got everything, and I feel like I've got nothing, okay? So I want to let you know right now, you may feel like you've got nothing, but sooner than later, if you just put that big old foot forward that feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds because you're either going into a crisis, you're just coming out of one, or you might be right smack in the middle of one right now, even if that foot feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds, lift it up, put it in front of you, and then take another step. And then take another step after that. And when you do that, you've created what we talk about on the show every day, and that's momentum. If you can create momentum, positive momentum, it doesn't matter what life throws at you. It doesn't, because it's hard to stop something that's continuing to move with force and purpose and significance and passion. When you have all that moving in the same direction, it really doesn't matter, you know, if you get a health diagnosis that isn't what you want it to be, if you get a financial setback that wasn't, you didn't see that coming, you got happening relationships that may be going sour for a period in a season in your life. Those are seasons in your life that are going to come and go. But your momentum, as long as that is going and as long as that's flowing, you're unstoppable, man. And none of that is ever measured by money. It's never measured by money. I don't find friends based on bank accounts. I don't go looking for people to network. Say, hey, can I? Hey, cool. Sounds good. Would love to come over to the deck and have a beer this weekend. Can you just email me a PDF of your last three bank statements? Would you mind doing that? I just want to make sure, you know, you're cool enough to hang out with. We all go back into the same box at the end of the game, guys. All right, we all go back into the same box. Go chase prosperity. I want you to do that. Go chase abundance. Don't ever settle for being average. But don't start with the money. Start with the passion and start with the movement in mind. I would love to help you launch your movement. Go to Launch with Sam. Launch with Sam. Book your 30-minute call with me. We'll chat about it. I'll show you this very simple steps to do it. I just want to know you're passionate about it, man. I just want to know. I want to hear that passion coming through the phone. That's what really gets me going. That's why I do the calls. I've talked to so many people from all around the world, man. Literally all around the world. And when I hear that passion through the phone, I know who the right person is. And I know you're on to greatness. And if you're not passionate about it, you got to get passionate about it. You got to get passionate about it. Because people want to be around positive, inspiring, passionate individuals. They really could care less about how much. Could not care less. I always say that, man. I'm always a stickler for that. Is it, could you care less or could not? They really could not care less about how much knowledge you have in your mind. Anybody can go get knowledge. What they want is they want your passion. So get passionate about something. We got a lot, man. I got a lot to talk about. I don't think I'm done for the day today because I've spent too long since I've been off the old podcasting channel. So I'll be back. Your boy Sammy Boy will be back and better than ever. It's great to be back with you, by the way. I love you guys. I love your dream. Keep the messages coming. Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Twitter at Sam Crowley. Love you guys. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.